content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lions District S newsletter for the month of November of 2023. And District S usually sends me a nice long issue, so as usual, I will probably be editing out things that have been here before or that don't really apply to audio, such as registration forms, etc. So let's start. The Cub Program. By working with Cubs, a Lions Club can provide children a chance to volunteer with their club, in turn, helping people of all ages serve together and cultivate an interest in service. Get to know the Cub Program. This special club is designated for kids ages 12 and younger to teach them the joy of volunteering and help them develop a lifelong dedication to assisting those in need. Cubs don't need to be related to a Lions member to participate. They just need to be ready to help and have fun. Enhance your club with Cubs. Sponsoring a Cub Club can help you build a family-friendly Lions Club and add new energy to your club by integrating Cub members into club meetings, activities, and service projects. Cubs can also have their own service projects when age appropriate and with the help of an experienced Lions Club member. Getting started. The first step to implementing a Cub program is choosing a member of your Lions Club to be the Cub program contact who will guide the Cubs in their meetings and service projects. From there, determine if you have enough members to start a Cub club. A minimum of 5 Cubs is required to start a Cub club, but even if you have less than 5, the kids can still be considered Cubs. If you have enough members to form a club, ensure the Cub contact is added in the online reporting system. Once a club is formed, the Cub Club contact can order Cub patches free of charge to help Cubs feel like part of the club and energize them to participate. A maximum of 30 patches can be ordered annually. For more information or to request your Cub Club's patches, contact LCI by email. And the address is membership@lionsclubs.org. And there accompanies this a few pictures of youngsters engaging in what look like fun service projects. LCIF Melvin Jones Photo Contest. Snap a picture of what it means to be a Lion or Leo. Official Contest Rules. By entering this contest, entrants authorize the use of their photo and name by Lions Club International Foundation. No purchase or donation is required to enter. The odds of winning are dependent upon the number of valid entries received and public voting. All submissions must be received by December 31st, 2023, at midnight Central Time Zone to be eligible for the contest. One photo and question answered per person per entry. Photos featuring individuals submitting them are accepted, including group photos such as service project pictures or photos with a Melvin Jones Fellow or Melvin Jones Progressive Fellow plaque. By submitting a photo, the entrant takes responsibility for obtaining all necessary approval for its use. Photos cannot contain material that violates or infringes another's rights, including, but not limited to, material that violates privacy, publicity, or intellectual property rights, or that constitutes copyright infringement. So there you have it. In honor of Melvin Jones's 145th birthday, be part of the Lions Club's International Foundation's Melvin Jones Photo Contest and show us your pride. Winners, one from each constitutional area, will receive one complimentary individual registration and luncheon ticket to the 106th Lions Club International Convention in Melbourne. The contest is open between October 1st, 2023 and December 31st, 2023. The deadline for voting and submission is December 31st, 2023 at midnight Central Time Zone. Winners will be announced the week of January 15th of 2024. The Original Lion, The Melvin Jones Story. Before there were over 1.4 million lions around the world, there was one man with a vision. He was a salesman from Chicago, Illinois, USA, named Melvin Jones. Driven by a dynamic personality and a heart filled with kindness, he helped create a service movement over 100 years ago that's still thriving today. Melvin Jones was a dreamer, a doer, and a pragmatist. He was an energetic, extroverted salesman who in private hours would reread Shakespeare. What better man to found the world's largest association of service clubs? The Lions International Board of Directors officially designated Jones as the founder of Lions Clubs in 1958, more than four decades after Lions Clubs held its first meeting. But no matter what his official title, Jones's impact on the Lions has been far-reaching. He provided the leadership, the organizational ability, the tenacity, and the muscle necessary to establish the foundation for Lions Clubs International to become what it is today. Jones was born on January 13, 1879, at Fort Thomas, Arizona, a remote U.S. Army cavalry post where his father was a scout for the Army. At age seven, Jones's family moved east and settled in Illinois. Gifted with a fine tenor voice, he considered making his career in music. Instead, he became an insurance salesman. By 1913, Jones had formed his own insurance agency in Chicago. When he joined a networking luncheon club for businessmen in Chicago called the Business Circle, he quickly took the lead in recruiting new members and persuading backsliders to rejoin. But something about the club's business-only focus didn't square with Jones's different, larger vision. What if these men who are successful because of their drive, intelligence, and ambition were to put their talents to work improving their communities, Jones asked. He saw a new kind of club with the desire to help others. As business club secretary, Jones, with help from his wife, the championship golfer Rose Amanda Freeman, wrote scores of letters to clubs nationwide, inviting them to take up his idea for a service-centered organization. Businessmen interested in membership convened in Chicago, Illinois, and on June 7, 1917, Lions Club International was born. Later that year, at Lions International Convention in Dallas, Texas, Jones was elected Secretary Treasurer, a title he would hold for many years. Eventually, the board bestowed upon Jones the title of Secretary General for Life. Jones was a prolific writer who could be clear and forceful on some occasions and sentimental the next. His hand can be seen in founding documents like the Lions Club's Objects and Code of Ethics. His columns in Lion Magazine, which are still quoted today, helped articulate the organization's principles and values. He also loved aphorisms. Never one to sugarcoat the truth, Jones had one favorite saying neatly framed in his office. Truth and roses have thorns about them. Jones gave up the insurance business in 1926 to become Lion's de facto CEO and global goodwill ambassador. He played both roles brilliantly, building and managing an expanding headquarters operation and traveling constantly for club visits and speaking engagements. The pace never stopped. So that's quite an inspiration for the photo contest. Here's an article by Lion John Lind. A twist on our November traditions. Normally, our second meeting in November, we have a state fair celebration. This year, we did things a little different. Past District Governor Lion Alan Swaim visited our club to give us a word of encouragement. Since we learned the news that the state fair was tearing down Restaurant Row and we would be losing our biggest fundraiser, we really needed this. P.D.G. Allen is a seasoned speaker and is always entertaining, so he started us off with a few lawyer jokes. He is a lawyer. Then he spoke about something he learned from Coach Jim Valvano in his days at NC State, where he got his undergraduate degree. We should always know where we came from, where we are, and where we are going. Then he related that to the Apex Lions Club. We had an amazingly successful run of 81 years at the NC State Fair and was an integral part of how we got to where we are today. Now we have an opportunity to find a new way to make an impact in Apex. Then he shared a story about a very small Lions Club in New York, which was nearly out of members when they found a new opportunity. Today, their club is thriving and serves their community every night of the week. We have an opportunity to do a similar thing if we're up for the challenge and we don't give up. Lion Horace Johnson also presented PDG Allen with a check for $1,300, which was the money we collected from donations at the state fair for the drive to cure blindness. That was almost three times what was raised last year. The other tradition at this meeting is to present the club awards. This year we had plenty. Melvin Jones Fellowships were awarded to Lions David Delahanty, Bill Lemon, and Joe Salvis. Beacon of Hope Awards were presented to Lions Lisa Montoya, Robert Montoya, Anthony Formicelli, and Kevin Conroy. Finally, the William Jennings Booth Line of the Year was awarded to Lion Joelle Lind. And there are several photos of lovely people accepting plaques and certificates in their honor. Another article by Lion John Lind. A little warmth on a cold night in Apex. Our guest speaker at a recent meeting was Nancy Panko, a retired pediatric nurse and author of three award-winning books. Nancy is a founding member of North Carolina Scribes, which was started 12 years ago and is now based in Fuquay, Varina. There are currently 15 members, and 10 of those have written 61 stories in Chicken Soup for the Soul. Since only one of hundreds of submissions are published, that is quite an accomplishment. And three of them had stories in two books at the same time. Again, quite impressive. When the publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul discovered that these writers were all family members of North Carolina Scribes, they nicknamed them the Chicken Coop. Interestingly, the average age of the writers in this group is more than 71 years old. Nancy read one of her short stories to us, entitled Stuck in the Ceiling. It is a story about how her husband learned a very valuable lesson about changing the batteries in a smoke detector that is hard to reach in a high place. Apparently, her husband and family provide some very good material for writing stories. Nancy's award-winning novels, Sheltering Angels, a 2021 Silver Medal winner for literary fiction, Guiding Missal, Three Generations of Military Men, One Spirited Prayer Book, and Blueberry Moose, a gold medal winner. Other books by Nancy are Peachy Possum. It says Peachy Possums, but I think it's Peachy Possums. The Stink Who Lost His Scents, as in C-E-N-T-S. If I Had a Baby Elephant. And Chicken Scratchings, 50 Inspirational Stories from a Mother Hen. Nancy is a frequent contributor to Chicken Soup for the Soul and has written for Guidepost and Women's World magazines. Nancy is a member of the NC Scribes Writing Circle and the Military Writers Society of America. She and her husband migrated from Pennsylvania to North Carolina in 2008 to live near their two children. They have four grandchildren and three grand dogs. They love being in, on, or near the water of Lake Gaston with their family. To learn more about Nancy or to order one of her books, visit her website at www.nancypanko.com, and Panko is spelled P-A-N-K-O. Girl Scouts Guiding Eyes Project by John Lind. Girl Scouts Kendra and Callie joined us at a recent meeting to talk about their service project with Guiding Eyes. The girls wrote this themselves, and I am simply submitting it to you to enjoy. My sister Callie and I are Girl Scouts with Troop 3106. We are cadets working on our Silver Award project. We partnered with Guiding Eyes for the Blind. Guiding Eyes for the Blind provides guide dogs to people with vision loss. They are passionate about connecting exceptional dogs with individuals for greater independence. They are a 501c3 nonprofit organization with all services provided completely free of charge. We chose to partner with this organization because our family has raised three guide dogs, and we puppy sit for the program. The organization is in need of more volunteers to be puppy raisers, puppy sitters, or have classroom space to donate for puppy training. Additionally, while presenting, they shared some stories of their own experiences, talked about ways we could help, and provided two flyers so we could all learn more. And there's a nice photo of the two girls in front of a very nice-looking poster talking about the Guiding Eyes for the Blind. By Lion Michelle Wright. The Manio Lions Club debuted our newly wrapped van during the Town of Manio Christmas Parade on December 2nd, 2023. The van will service our community by picking up or delivering donated medical goods for the time being, but there are other service projects on the horizon. We also hope that the van will increase our visibility in the community and increase membership. And there's a picture of some folks by the van, and the van is truly, totally wrapped in Lions Club International logos and the motto, We Serve, and Manio Lions Club text. So, very nice photos. New CEO of Leader Dogs for the Blind is appointed. Leader Dogs is proud to announce that Melissa Weiss has been appointed as the new president and CEO of Leader Dogs for the Blind. In May 2023, their president and CEO, Sue Daniels, announced her intention to retire. Leader Dog then embarked on a nationwide search for her replacement. Many people will recognize Melissa as Leader Dog's chief philanthropy officer, a position she has held since 2008. She has extensive nonprofit management experience, leading impactful programs for people who are blind or visually impaired. Melissa has grown philanthropic revenue at LeaderDog by 12% and estates revenue by 164%, enabling greater service provision for clients. She successfully led our capital campaign to renovate the Canine Development Center, the largest campaign in Leader Dog's history, raising $14.5 million for its completion. Melissa holds the designation of Advanced Certified Fundraising Executive. She is one of just 117 people globally to achieve this accreditation. Prior to joining Leader Dog in 2003, Melissa worked for Christie's, London, as a private client advisor managing an international portfolio of high net worth individuals. She graduated from the University of Notre Dame and has a master's degree from the University of Glasgow. She attended the Stanford Graduate School of Business Nonprofit Executive Leadership Program and sits on the American Foundation for the Blind Board of Trustees. Melissa is also a proud member of Lions Clubs International. Leader Dog Chair Kathy Davis said, "After an extensive national search process, we are delighted to welcome Weiss as our new president and CEO. Weiss is an inspired, results-driven, and values-driven leader who has a diverse background of experience and an excellent reputation of leadership in the nonprofit sector and field of blind rehabilitation. She is an industry thought leader with a proven track record of revenue and program growth. The board looks forward to Weiss realizing the future vision and potential for Leader Dogs for the Blind and the entire community we serve. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank Susan Daniels for her leadership. The improvements she has made to the organization's structure, strategy, and operations leave Leader Dog well positioned for success. She retires after an extremely successful 20-year tenure with our organization." Weiss said, "Thank you to Sue Daniels for her long-standing dedication and tremendous service to the Leader Dog mission. I am honored to be selected as the organization's next president and CEO and to work with our clients and community around the world to advance our important work. I am looking forward to advocating for the Leader Dog mission with our clients to promote greater inclusion and access for people who are blind or visually impaired." As Leader Dogs for the Blind bids a very fond farewell to Sue Daniels and wish her a well-deserved retirement, they are excited to welcome Melissa as the next leader of Leader Dogs for the Blind. Melissa will officially take the reins in January of 2024. In memory of Jonathan Thomas Brown, this is from Point Harbor. Jonathan T. Brown, 43, was called home August 31st, 31st of 2023 in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, after bravely battling muscular dystrophy since infancy. He was preceded by his mother, Gail Brown, and his brother, Justin Brown. Born in Fairfax, Virginia, Jonathan lived most of his life in Point Harbor, North Carolina. Despite the medical challenges, Jonathan insisted on living his life to the fullest. As a lifelong Christian, Jonathan served God and humanity as an active member of Powell's Point Christian Church in several ministries. He was most passionate about mission work. Incredibly, Jonathan ventured to Haiti 8 times on medical mission projects, working under his friend and mentor, Dr. James Owens. Here at home, Jonathan volunteered with Special Olympics for many years, assisting athletes and organizers in numerous capacities. Jonathan was also intelligent and loved technology. He had a knack for installing and fixing computers for friends and family. In recent years, Jonathan worked diligently on behalf of the blind and visually impaired as a member of the Lower Currituck Lions Club. When he had spare time, Jonathan loved watching professional wrestling and relaxing at home with his dad. His many friends will remember long conversations with Jonathan as he gently counseled them and talked about his deep love of the Lord. Jonathan is survived by his dad, George Thomas Brown, of the Point Harbor residence, his aunts, uncles, cousins, and extended family members, his church family, his Lions family, and a host of dear friends and Facebook followers. Tom honored Jonathan's specific directives for a simple cremation. No services were planned, as he requested. The District 31S Peace Poster Contest winners are announced. By Lion Glenda Grant. Each year, Lions Clubs International sponsors an international peace poster contest for middle school students. This year's theme was Dare to Dream. Students are challenged to produce an original drawing or painting that reflects their interpretation of this theme. This year, students at Heritage and Wake Forest Middle Schools participated in this event sponsored by Wake Forest Lions Club. One student from each middle school was selected by their respective art teachers, Dave Rydell at Heritage Middle and Hannah Wisen of Wake Forest Middle. This year's winners are Kaylee Cheng from Heritage Middle School and Elix Cochran from Wake Forest Middle School. Kaylee is the daughter of Kevin Cheng and Maria Falsetta. Alex's mother is Leslie Cochran. Both students were honored by Wake Forest Lions Club, and Club President Lion Glenn Day presented each student with a $40 Michaels gift certificate. The students' posters will be entered into the District 31S Lions competition for the next level of judging. There are prizes awarded at each level of judging, with the final competition at the International Convention of Lions Clubs International. And there are two nice photos with the two young ladies with their posters. Here's a Camp Dogwood wish list. Mardi Gras beads and decor, large and braille bingo cards, giant outdoor adaptive yard games, 3-gallon coolers for outdoor use, bows and arrows, tactile and large print card board games, standard pillows, white fitted sheets with deep pockets, full size, pillowcases white for standard pillow, flat sheets white, full size, hotel quality full size blankets, full size hypoallergenic waterproof mattress protector pads, toilet repair rebuild kits, zippered pillow protector 100% cotton, Bissell Powerforce Helix bagless upright vacuum, white washcloths, hotel quality white towels, beach towels, fishing poles, white toilet seats, oblong oval shape, 45-gallon trash bags, also 13-gallon and 55-gallon trash bags, wasp and hornet spray, Clorox wipes, jumbo dry erase markers, Sharpies of all sizes and assorted colors, blue painter's tape, duct tape and electrical tape, socket sets, both metric and standard for 1/2-inch, 3/8-inch, and 1/4-inch drive with ratchets, assorted size wrench set, RV antifreeze, life jackets and vests, all sizes, AA and AAA batteries, commercial water hose 50 feet or more, laundry pods, individually wrapped toilet paper and paper towels, assorted coffee mugs, craft storage cabinets, a four-shelf cabinet, assorted arts and crafts materials, wooden clothespins, wine corks, acrylic paints and puff paints, 8x10 painting canvases, large hole craft beads, rice, 4x5-inch gift bags, Downy Unstoppables, craft pipe cleaners, assorted colors, 9-ounce clear solo cups, Christmas lights in short strands, Christmas garland, assorted colors, and colored glass gems. And here's an update from Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina. This is by Lion Gary Elliott, the committee chair, District 31S, for Boys and Girls Homes of NC. As your District 31S chair for Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina, Inc. committee, I am asking the great Lions of District 31S, along with the other districts, to help raise $30,000 to replace the funds that were used to replace the old AC units in the Lions Cottage this past summer. The Lions of North Carolina have been asked to support the home since 1960, when we built the second cottage on campus. As of our November 11, 2023 board meeting, we have almost met the $30,000 goal. We need approximately $10,000 to reach our goal. If we raise more than $30,000, the remainder will be used to cover minor repairs to the cottage as needed. Please make checks payable to the Boys and Girls Homes of NC, Inc. and mail to care of Marie Kelly, P.O. Box 127, Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina, 28450. Be sure to note on the checks that the funds are for Lions Cottage AC repair. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me. Thanks to all clubs that have already given and to those that are planning to give to support the children in the Lions Cottage at the Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina. And Gary Elliott can be reached by email GELLIOTT1847@gmail.com or by phone 252-532-6050. Become an LCIF presidential supporter today. This is by PDG Lion Herbert Justice. Lions Club International Foundation now has presidential supporter pins to recognize individual generosity. The pins are fulfilled for individual donations of $50 or more. Your contributions, no matter the size, play a crucial role in empowering Lions and Leos to create positive change in communities across the world. If you're making your contribution online and your one-time donation amount meets the eligibility criteria as noted in the levels of recognition, remember to select Yes in the third step, titled Who is the Donor? This ensures that your PIN request is acknowledged. If you choose alternative methods to contribute to LCIF, kindly reach out to us at donorassistance@lionsclubs.org to initiate your PIN request. The recognition awards are granted annually upon completion of the respective donation levels per year. This ensures that your dedication and support are promptly acknowledged and celebrated. There are multiple levels of recognition to honor donors based on their one-time donation amount that meets the eligibility criteria as noted in the levels of recognition. The levels are as follows. All donors get a bronze pin for $50 to $99, a silver pin for $100 to $199, and a gold pin for $200 and above. For Leo members only, a Leo Presidential LCIF supporter minimum donation of $20. For more information, contact your district LCIF chair or MD31 LCIF coordinator PDG Lion Herb Justice. And Herb Justice's email is hjustice@nc.rr.com. NC Lions MD31 Celebrate Liberty Essay Contest. Lion Harriet Walton inspired the current Council of Governors to revive the MD-31 statewide Celebrate Liberty program, which has been suspended for a few years due to COVID-19 restrictions. The program has a rich history of activities that in the past included student essay contests, the distribution of pocket-sized U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights books, military officer speakers, and pin sales. Lion Harriet's committee mainly worked with middle and high school educators who helped promote the activities. The 2023-2024 Council of Governors decided to limit this year's program to an essay contest and distribution of books. They've chosen a topic for the essay and are asking all clubs to disseminate the contest instructions to local educators. The winning essay must be emailed to the club's district governor no later than January 30th of 2024. The governors and the program committee chairs will convene during the second weekend of February and choose one winning submission. The winner and their parents will be invited to the MD-31 State Convention in Greensboro on April 27th of 2024, where the student will be asked to read the essay to the convened Lions at the general session. In addition to a $250 prize, MD-31 will cover one day of hotel and meal costs for the winning student's family during the convention. Here's a notice about military dog tags for sale. They are $6 each plus $1.50 in shipping, and it includes a metal dog tag with, you know, the vital statistics on it, and a silencer that stretches around that tag to silence it. Please select the color of the silencer above of the one you want to purchase. Space is limited to a maximum of 5 lines and 12 characters per line, and they ask you to print legibly. And the form is here in the I'm sure you can find it on the Lions website. And they want you to mail the form and payment to George Suggs, 84 English Drive, Candler, North Carolina, 28715. And you can send your questions by email to gesuggs@aol.com. Here's a notice about a new recycling program for the Camp Dogwood. Acceptable items: hearing aid batteries, watch batteries, eyeglasses, and cell phones. Drop off the items at, or send the items to, 7062 Camp Dogwood Drive in Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, 28673. Lions Clubs International is having a special year-end sale on their merchandise. Now through December 31st, use promo code 2023 year-end sale at checkout to get 15% off orders of $50 to $99 and 20% off orders of $100 to $200 and 25% off orders of $200 and up. And that's everything Lions, and they have a picture there of all kinds of things: luggage tags, shirts, pens, keychains, scarves, shirts, etc. So you can contact them at 630-571-5466 or, let's see, order details at lionsclubs.org. Or the website is lionsclubsinternational.myshopify.com. Of course, you're not going to forget the 2024 Districts 31 N and S Midwinter Convention. Included in this newsletter is a form for registration and a form for buying ads in the program. On Friday, January 19th of 2024 at 6:30, there will be a fun night and an Italian lasagna dinner for $30. Saturday, January 20th at 7:30 a.m., the Tail Twisters breakfast, a country-style buffet for $25. Saturday, January 20th at 12 noon, lunch, a soup and deli sandwich buffet for $25. And on Saturday, January 20th at 6:30 p.m., the District Governor's Banquet, a plated chicken dinner for $35. Your meal registration deadline is January 8th of 2024. You make your check payable to District 31 NNS Lions Midwinter Convention and mail it to Lion Joelle Lind at 1003 River D Court in Apex, North Carolina, 27502-4153. And hotel information. Call the Holiday Inn at 203 Southwest Greenville Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina. The phone is 252-355-8300 to make a reservation, and the room rate is $104 plus tax for Queen or King. You need to make those reservations by December 19th of 2023 to get the Lions rate. So call now. And the ad information, to buy a full-page ad, it's $100, half-page is $70, quarter-page $50, eighth-page $35, front-inside cover $150, back-inside cover $150, and the back cover $200. So to order an ad, email your ad copy to PDG Carlton Metz, email Carlton V. Metz, and Metz has two T's, at gmail.com, or call them at 252-259-4140. And if you need help with design ideas, you can contact PDG Carlton Metz also. The ad deadline is January 1st of 2024. And you need to make your check payable to District 31 NNS Midwinter Convention and mail the check and your ad form to Lion Ann Metz at 2001 Williamson Drive, New Bern, North Carolina, 28562. And here's a note from Camp Dogwood. Hello, Lion. We need you. Hopefully, you are already considering volunteering at Camp Dogwood this summer. Volunteering for a weekly session to work with blind and visually impaired individuals is a rewarding experience. You have the opportunity to make a significant impact on the lives of each blind and visually impaired camper. If you are service-driven and enjoy helping others, then volunteering at camp will be an experience that you cannot miss out on. Come witness what Camp Dogwood is all about and how important it is to the individuals we serve. This summer, Camp Dogwood will serve up to 60 to 80 campers per week. To accomplish this, we need approximately 10 volunteers each week. And here's some important information. Meals and lodging are provided at no charge to volunteers. Wireless internet is available if you would like to bring your laptop. This is a one-week commitment. We request that all volunteers arrive by 1 p.m. on Sunday to assist with check-in and depart after the campers leave the following Thursday. You are welcome to arrive on Saturday, the day before your weekly session. If you choose to arrive on Saturday, please notify the camp office. There will be a volunteer orientation meeting at 3 p.m. on Sunday, the day of arrival. Here's the application and additional info. If you need additional information or applications, please contact us. We are happy to mail applications out, but they are also available on our website, www.nclionscampdogwood.org. Once your application has been approved and your week assigned, a confirmation email will be sent or mailed to you. You are encouraged to bring your spouse or a friend who is a Lion that will volunteer with you. If you cannot volunteer this summer, please help us by passing this application on to someone who can. Please read all the attached information carefully, including the standards of conduct policy. Please return the application as soon as possible. Feel free to contact Tammy Thomas with any questions at 828-478-2135, extension 229, or email tammy@nclf.org. We look forward to having you here. Best regards, Tammy Thomas, Camp Director. LDUN, New York, pardon me. Lions Day at the UN, or LDUN, will be held in New York on March 1st of 2024. Don't miss your chance to see how lions and leos are working together with the UN to achieve world peace through environmental stewardship. Secure your spot to hear what lions and leos are doing to strengthen communities and celebrate our partnership with the UN. Your LDUN New York registration includes ticket to the LDUN program, attendee giveaways, dynamic speakers, panel discussions, and networking opportunities, and exciting entertainment. Join us for the 46th annual Lions Day with the UN on Friday, March 1st, 2024, in New York City, USA, where we will celebrate our theme, World Peace and Environmental Stewardship. Take an active role in this important global partnership. Connect with fellow lions and leos and be part of the conversations that will shape the future of our service. Please note that this event and supporting materials will be offered in English only. Here's the pricing for LDUN program. Lion LDUN program is U.S. $50. The Leo LDUN program is $30 U.S. and a non-lion guest or LDUN program will be $50 US. And the additional LDUN activities, a lion celebration reception for $60 US and a Leo celebration reception for $15 US. Registration is required to attend the event. The registration fee collected will cover the cost of attendee giveaways, a printed souvenir program, a Lions International pad folio, a pen, commemorative event pin, and presidential pin. There is no registration fee associated with attending the meeting at the United Nations. The deadline to register is Friday, February 16th of 2024, and no exceptions will be made after that date. On Thursday, February 29th of 2024, early registration material pickup from noon to 4 p.m. in the Westin Grand Central Embassy Room at 212 East 42nd Street, New York, New York. Early registration material pickup is highly encouraged to minimize wait times outside the United Nations before the LDUN program. Materials must be picked up at the hotel before entering the United Nations headquarters. On Friday, March 1st of 2024, last call registration material pickup from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the Westin Grand Central Embassy Room. If registration materials are picked up the day of, please allow ample time to commute to United Nations headquarters and go through security. Registration materials will not be handed out at the United Nations headquarters and must be picked up at the hotel. Then there's the LDUN program from noon to 3 p.m. United Nations headquarters, subject to availability and approval of the United Nations, at 405 East 45th Street in New York City. Attire is business or business casual. Lunch is not included in the program. Please allow at least 30 minutes at the United Nations headquarters to go through security. Bring a government-issued photo ID along with your LDUN event badge to go through security. The name on your government-issued ID must match the name in your LDUN event registration. LDUN Lion Celebration reception from 4 to 5 p.m. That will be at the Westin Grand Central in their Grand Central Ballroom. A separate ticket must be purchased to attend the reception. Attendees must be 21 and older. Tickets are limited and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Refreshments and light appetizers will be served. Then there's the LDUN Leo Celebration reception from 4 to 5 in the Westin Grand Central Ambassador and Consulate Rooms. A separate ticket must be purchased to attend this Leo-only reception. Tickets are limited and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Refreshments and light appetizers will be served. And here's hotel information. Book your room at the Westin Grand Central before Friday, January 26th of 2024 to receive the room block rate. All rooms booked after this date will not be guaranteed availability or the room block rate. Please contact the hotel directly for availability and rates after this date. There will be guided UN tours. Take a guided journey through the corridors of the iconic building where international diplomacy happens. You'll learn about the history and work of the UN and visit the famous General Assembly Hall and Security Council Chamber, meetings permitting. To receive the 10% discounted price offered to LDUN program attendees, select the adult ticket option and enter the coupon code 10UNLIONS24. The coupon code is only valid for adult English language public tour tickets that are booked between February 15th, 2024 and March 15th of 2024. There are additional discounts available for students, seniors, and children. And lastly, cancellations and refunds. Cancellations and refunds for LDUN New York must be requested by February 16th of 2024. No exceptions will be made after this date. All requests for cancellations or refunds must be made in writing via email to ldun@lionsclubs.org. No exceptions will be made. LDUN registration cannot be transferred to another Lion, Leo, guest, child, or a future convention or future LDUN event. A processing fee of $10 will be withheld from each approved refund for LDUN registration. And here's a little bit of information that got a little buried in the back of the newsletter. This is information about the Liberty, Celebrate Liberty essay contest that I described earlier. So the North Carolina Lions MD31 2023-24 Celebrate Liberty essay contest. The submission form is here, and the deadline is January 30th of 2024. And here's the important piece missing, the essay topic. What the preamble to the U.S. Constitution means to me and how it applies in today's society. And the eligibility is students in grades 9 through 12 who have not received the awards within the last 3 school years. The criteria for submission: the essay must address the topic from a personal standpoint. The essay must be insightful and well written. The essay must reflect respect and esteem towards our country. And the essay must be no more than 750 words. All submission forms must be completed and electronically submitted together with the essay to District 31 and District Governor Carlton Metz at cmetz22@gmail.com or the District 31S District Governor Lorraine Dixon at lhdixon.lorraine@aol.com by January 30th of 2024. Late submissions will be disqualified. And the form includes the name of the teacher or educator and the signature of that teacher also, to make it official. 10 Ways to Recruit New Members by Kristen DiMaggio, Associate Creative Lead of Lions International Marketing Team. The world needs Lions like never before. To make sure we're always there and ready to meet the growing needs in our communities, we are on a mission to grow. Mission 1.5 is our drive to reach 1.5 million members worldwide by July 1st of 2027. And to reach this goal, it's going to take all of us, every Lion and every club, working together. So let's get started. Here are 10 ways to jumpstart your club's recruiting efforts. 1. Do a member satisfaction check. Do a member satisfaction check. Before going out to recruit, take a look inside. How's your club doing? Are your members happy? Do you have a positive club culture? Happy members who enjoy being a Lion are more likely to successfully recruit friends, family, and others to your club. 2. Connect your club membership and marketing chairpersons. Does your club have a membership chairperson? How about a marketing chairperson? If not, you'll want to fill those roles because marketing and membership growth go hand in hand. If you already have these chairpersons in place, make sure they're working together to promote your club and recruit new members. 3. Get social. Social media is one of the most powerful tools you have for recruiting members. The more you promote your club's incredible work, the more visible you'll be and the more opportunities you'll have to connect with people looking to serve. So use your social media to invite people to join your club for a service project or attend one of your events. And be sure everyone in your club is sharing, tagging, and reposting stories about your club. 4. Don't forget traditional media. Social media isn't the only way to get your club noticed. Local newspapers, magazines, and newsletters are also great ways to promote your club. Make connections with your local media and other organizations and community groups to discover opportunities to get the word out. 5. Apply for the Lions International Marketing Award. Marketing is critical for recruitment, but it's also a fun way to collaborate with your club and be creative. So why not embrace a little friendly competition by taking your shot at global recognition and great prizes? Your club can apply for the Lions International Marketing Award by creating a marketing campaign focused on member recruitment. Gather your teams, plan your marketing campaign, and go out and get some members. 6. Recruit while you serve. One of the best ways to recruit is by doing what you do best, serving. So invite people to serve with you and see what it's like to be a Lion. Wear Lions branded clothing to your service projects for visibility, and bring promotional materials to hand out to people you meet while out in the community. 7. Host a member recruitment event. Service is our focus, but bonding and having a good time is also a big part of the Lion experience, so don't be afraid to show off that side to potential members. Consider hosting a member recruitment event that's more of a social gathering. It could be a happy hour, a picnic, ice cream social, game night, or whatever works for your club. Promote the event on social media and encourage everyone in your club to invite at least 5 people. 8. Write and share your Lion stories. Every Lion has a story to tell about their member experience, but is every Lion in your club ready to share theirs? Consider a club activity where everyone writes their story. It doesn't have to be long. It can be as simple as jotting down why you joined or why you love being a Lion. Once your stories are ready, find creative ways to share them on social media or your club's website, or simply use them while talking with prospective members. 9. Make connections in your community. It's not always what you know, but who you know. Consider ways you can expand your network, like meeting local business owners or getting involved in community events. Participate in a golf outing, volunteer at a hospital or school, or even attend another group's pancake breakfast. The more you're out and about, the more people you'll meet, so think of creative ways to make new connections. These connections just may become new partners, supporters, or even new members. 10. Just ask. There are lots of different ways to find new members, but at the end of the day, one of the easiest and most effective ways to recruit is to simply ask people to join. Imagine if every Lion brought one new member to your club. Think of how many more people you could serve. All it takes is asking one family member, friend, or neighbor. Here's an article about the North Carolina Reading Service by Lion Bill Graham, your NC State Leader Dog Chair, the District 31S Leader Dog Chair. We have been working on a project to get all of our North Carolina district newsletters read on the North Carolina Reading Service. And, of course, that project became real because now I'm doing it. The North Carolina Reading Service can be a great tool. There's a wide variety of material related to North Carolina, in addition to the Lions Club's International Lion Magazine and the district newsletters. Making this information available to Lions, seniors, and others with vision problems is a great community service. My experience in listening to your district newsletter being read by NCRS volunteer Julie Eldridge was like having a friend read it to me. For the first time in 5 years, I have been able to listen to almost all of the District 31S newsletter. For more information on the North Carolina Reading Service, call 919-832-5138 or email info@ncreadingservice.org. You may also contact Oh, gosh, I know that this email is, we'll go with contact Missy Hollander. Her email is missy@ncreadingservice.org. The North Carolina Reading Service, or NCRS, has been operating as a 501c3 nonprofit serving the blind and print-impaired community since 1983. Located in Raleigh, North Carolina, the service, founded by North Carolina State Professor Dr. Ed Funkhauser and Raleigh businessman Ben Eason, provides news and information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. NCRS provides quality programming with daily broadcasts of the News and Observer and USA Today. They also include newspapers from eastern North Carolina, including the New Bern Sun Journal, the Greenville Daily Reflector, and the Wilmington Star News. Listeners can also enjoy special programs such as the North Carolina Symphony Notes, Salute a Veteran Every Day, and Legal Matters, just to name a few. NCRS fills a vital role in replacing isolation with connections. In addition to people with vision impairments, they also reach out to a growing population of people, both children and adults, with print disabilities. Print disabilities include anything that prevents someone from being able to easily access printed material. This may be due to arthritis, stroke, MS, ALS, learning disabilities, or literary challenges. Volunteers are the foundation of NCRS. Last year, more than 150 volunteers contributed more than 9,000 hours to NCRS as readers and recorders, technical support, fundraising, community outreach, and administrative support. If you are interested in becoming a volunteer, there is an application included in this newsletter. Fax the applications to 919-833-5220. Once NCRS receives your application, they will contact you to schedule a tour of NCRS, have a brief audition, and interview with NCRS Executive Director May Tron. If accepted, you'll go through formal training, including observations with current readers and learning to use the equipment. If you are bilingual and fluent in Spanish, NCRS has volunteer opportunities to read the Que Pasa newspapers on Saturdays. Que Pasa is a live broadcast entirely in Spanish from our Raleigh studio from 12 to 1 p.m. every Saturday. The minimum age to volunteer at NCRS is 18. There is a one-year commitment requirement for volunteers. Typically, a new volunteer reader will read about one or two shifts a month. Besides reading, there are volunteer opportunities in marketing and public relations, and the NCRS New Visions Gala Committee, office assistance, and help with annual mailings. And we have truly run out of time for today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.